Looking at this culture of Cellini, another striking element is the gender issue component of the composition. It is kind of disgusting, this slimy, muscular male hero stepping proudly onto the female body of Medusa, lying softly dead and naked on the floor. That really sounds like the victory of patriarchy over women, with the verticality associated with the male, with the reason, with the logic, the consistency, the will, the power, of course, and the female being this monster on the floor, lying dead, associated with formlessness, with inconsistency, with lability, metamorphosis, porosity. And of course, it's the contrast between the center and the periphery. Why is it that women are depicted as having a natural access to formlessness, to metamorphosis? It's of course because that in a society run by men, men are seeing themselves as the center, and the center is its own reference. It is, the center is self-evident. And therefore, it lacks the ability of acknowledging its own inconsistency, illogism, change. It's whereas what is put on the periphery of the center could be seen in this metamorphosis, and moreover, the malleability of the periphery is wished, is produced, because the center wants the periphery to adapt itself to the need of the center, to the need of the poet, to the desire of the center. So at once the malleability, the transformation, the liability is supported, implemented, and at once reproached as the features of some weak character, too porous, that gets too easily influenced, and so on.